KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Top GOP lawmakers are saying the House and Senate are moving closer together on key aspects of how to unlock President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda, including whether to include a debt ceiling increase quickly. Correspondent Bernie Bennett with more.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune and House Speaker Mike Johnson met Tuesday with Treasury Secretary Sean Bessent, Director of National Economics Council Kevin Hassett, and top congressional tax writers, hoping to shrink the gap between the two chambers' competing bills. Johnson told reporters when he returned to the Capitol, quote, a lot of progress. The House and Senate are very closely aligned. Thune said the meeting was a very productive, constructive conversation. Republicans appear to be approaching the same page when it comes to whether to use the reconciliation package to raise the debt limit, a sticking point between the two chambers. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, The Atlantic has released the entire signal chat among Trump senior national security officials. Greg Cluxton reports.
The published signal chat shows that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth provided the exact times of warplane launches, strike packages, and targets hours before the attack. The disclosure comes after the Trump administration insisted that war plans were not revealed in the messaging app. President Trump dismissed the episode as a harmless glitch and joined other senior officials in trying to discredit the journalist who was mistakenly included in the National Security Chat Group. Greg Clugston, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says four U.S. soldiers who went missing while training in Lithuania have died. A statement from the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Public Affairs in Wiesbaden, Germany, said the soldiers were conducting scheduled tactical training close to the border with Russia ally Belarus. The Dow dropping 137, the NASDAQ 377 in the red. This is SRN News. House Republicans have introduced new pro-life legislation in Congress.
It's called the Let Pregnancy Centers Serve Act of 2025. And it's co-sponsored by several GOP lawmakers. The bill would, quote, prohibit federal, state, and local governments from discriminating against pregnancy care centers because of their life-affirming mission. The National Right to Life Committee welcomed the legislation, saying it will, quote, provide relief for the country's nearly 3,000 pregnancy centers that support women and their children. Bernie Bennett, SRN News.
The Unification Church in Japan ordering dissolved by the court following a request by the education ministry there. The government cited manipulative fundraising and recruitment tactics that hurt followers. The church called the court order regrettable and unjust. It also said it was considering an appeal of the revocation order, which would take away its tax-exempt privilege and require liquidation of its assets. This is SRN News. Correspondent Haya Panjwani reports video footage from the deadly New Mexico park shooting during an authorized car show over the weekend has been released. The scene was chaotic.
Authorities said the fatal shooting started after an altercation broke out between two groups at the gathering. Some of the at least 15 wounded were bystanders who weren't involved in the dispute between the two groups. Body camera footage showed a police officer tending to a victim who was caught in the crossfire.
You're going to be okay. I need you to calm down, okay?
Police Chief Jeremy Story in Las Cruces explains three people were killed.
And one thing I do want to say up front, too, this is not a traditional active shooter event where the motive or the motivation is to kill and injure as many people as you can, as quickly as you can.
Four people are facing murder charges, including three teenagers. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.